Here I am in St. Ebb's Church, Oxford. So there's been worship here since about 700 AD on this site. Look at the baptismal font. It's rather plain, sort of low Anglican, evangelical, as in it's Church of England. And look, a memorial plaque there for the former rector or whatever, vicar. St. Ebb is a saint from Northumbria, the daughter and the sister of kings. Became an abbess, was head of a convent in Berwickshire, as in southern Scotland. Anyway, and then this church was later built here. It was the Ainsham Abbey here, and this was part of it. And she suppressed the dissolution of the monasteries. But there was a parish church even before that from 1005, the oldest parish church in Oxford. It was even older than the university church, first mentioned in 1096. So that's it. Oxford Castle's within the bounds of this. Look at the upper gallery up there. And the choir is up there to sing as well. You can see how plain the stone is for acoustics in the old days. You see the biblical scenes of the stained glass windows. You see the rather modern musical instruments. And you see the Ten Commandments up there, the Decalogue. And then you see some key quotations, God is love, from 1 John 4. Okay, and so on, more memorial plaques. But I think, none of it in Latin, curiously. Oh, wait a second, this one over here is in Latin, with a coat of arms right up there. So that's it, St. Ebb's. The only time I've ever heard of St. Ebb, I didn't even really know who St. Ebb was until today. So there's memorials to Bodley, but not Thomas Bodley or the Bodleian Library. So, it's very simple and Protestant inside. Look at the ceiling. So, not idolatrous, I could say. There is a little bit of imagery, but they're not iconographic. Emphasis on the word of the Lord, as it were. Is it the only time I've ever been into St. Ebb's? I remember an evangelical Christian recommending it to me. That's enough. You see, the good book is everywhere.